anchor.fm. This podcast will be brought to you by anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Jones. My beauty beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show Tarot Podcast and TV with me, Juanita. That you go, girl. So, playing in the background is Tank. Love, Sex, and Pain Part 2. That particular track is called Him, Them, Him, Her, Them. Yeah, Serious Divine Feminine. It's Serious Divine Masculine. So, I'm annoyed, okay? I'm perturbed. I'm pissed. Not pissed, but I'm just like, what? We still doing this shit in 2019, Harvey Weinstein? So, I had a individual who has producer credit, whatever. And they basically called in the middle of one of my recordings yesterday and was like, I mean, this person has kind of been, you know, trying to get me to do certain things like, with them or on their team. And I'm basically independent, you know, and more than anything, because as a divine feminine, and me being Juanita, okay, I got ideas, I got dreams, I got shit, you know, I got stuff that I haven't even really, really got my major following going yet or really launched all. I mean, I've launched, let's see, 80% of my platforms, but there's other things, like I haven't refined everything yet. And I'm already getting hated on. I'm already getting bitted on. Bit. I'm already getting bit. You know? Like, I look at certain YouTubers that I had followed or I had liked or I had reached out to, like, hey, subscribe to my channel, blah, blah, blah. Because I know I'm the truth. I'm still figuring out the cards and stuff like that a little bit, but shit, as far as intuition and discernment and all that, oh, I'm on. I'm on. I've been on. Way before I started doing tarot. Tarot just gives me a nice little outlet to draw from. So, in going through this twin flame journey, debunking, okay, my own story, my own personal story, it's funny because people don't get it. There are certain people that are going to launch and just be great just because, no matter what. And there are certain people who are going to hide. They're going to hide behind what other people think about them. They're going to hide behind what it should have could us. They're going to hide behind, oh, what is so-and-so going to say? Or, no, I'm insecure, blah, blah, blah. Nah. Wani don't hide, okay? I don't hide. I am bold. I am brash at times. But I'm also docile at times as well. I mean, you know, just depends on when you catch me. But when I tell you guys that this twin flame journey is nothing to sneeze at, I am not joking, yo. I am not joking. It is like the one thing that will completely change your life forever. And should you choose to take the... Which was it? Was it the blue pill or the red pill that Neo took? I have to watch it again. Was it the blue? Did he go for the blue or was it the red? I don't remember. But anyway, whichever one that woke his ass up, he took that one. So it's like when you decide to accept the pill that wakes your ass up and you decide to go through this journey. Because see, that's what I did. I got to a point in the journey where in the twin flame journey where I said, where the universe is like, all right, you've completed this cycle. You're done. You are free. You are free to move forward, or you can continue on the journey, learn more lessons, go through more cycles, go all the way through, completely ascend, completely open up. You okay? completely. Yeah, it's almost over. It's good. No, because I want that music. It's almost over. It's good. So yeah. So you're available. I mean, your opportunity is in front of you, and it's like, all right, here. Either you gotta take the blue pill or the red pill. And like I said, I don't remember which one woke his ass up, but it's like, you gonna take the pill that's gonna wake your ass up, or you gonna take the pill that's gonna put you back to sleep? Which is it? Okay. And me and my Scorpio, Libra, Sagittarius, Pisces, Gemini, Aquarius, Taurus ass, I said, I wanna go all the way. Yes, those are all my placements. As I keep saying, like I've always said on my tarot, YouTube, you guys need to know your placements. You need to know all your planetary placements that way. And I don't like it when people do that repetitive or that bullshit. Oh, this is for your sun, moon, and Venus. Motherfucker, what about Uranus? What about Lilith? What about Jupiter? What about Saturn, bitch? What about all those? What about my ascendant? What about my seventh house? What about all those? Was it good, sister?
Thank you.
Your baked potato was over here, but we forgot about it. So have it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And there's two, so I have one too. Yay! When the kids are at school, yay! So, yeah, so basically the whole point is to be able to know yourself, okay? So if you know all of your placements, right, and you don't get stuck in this, see, watch, I'm about to bank a break. I told y'all, I was here to bring a motherfucking revolution, yo. I am here to usher in some new. I'm here. Okay, to break down barriers, to break down, and it's funny because I'm still, like I said, learning technical side of tarot because I love it, but I have always been intuitive. I'm an empath, I'm a light worker, I'm a healer, I'm a high vibrational chick, always have been, no matter what the fuck has happened to me, and some shit has happened to me, I have remained high vibrational, period. Why not? And guess what? You want to know something? I'm being tested. I know I am. Something is coming my way that's about to change the whole gamut forever. I feel it so strongly. See, I used to be a queen back in the 90s. I was queen, honey. You couldn't call me. And then they'd be like, you know, when motherfuckers want to call you a bitch or something because you don't want to talk to them. You don't want to give them your number. You don't want to be, you know, associated, affiliated, or bothered. Then they want to call you a bitch. Oh, you're a fucking bitch. You ain't that fine anyway. Oh, I'm not that fine. I'm just fine. Yeah, okay. So, okay. So, it wasn't that I was, you know, rejecting you to hurt your ego. I just got other shit going on, okay? Can I have other shit going on? See, this girl messed up my lashes. She did not do them right. Mm-mm. She didn't do them right. I gotta go back. They gotta fix that shit. So, anyway, yeah, she did not do my shit right. I'm looking at it now like, girl, these over here look silly goose. Mm-mm. So anyway, I just noticed that. I just looked at myself in the mirror like, wait a minute. That's not, I need another. She's silly. It's like I got a lash on one eye. Look at my lashes. It's like I got, like, I got mascara on one eye and none on the other, huh? Kinda, huh? Dizzy girl. I know how to put them on, though. I know what to do. Anyway, I digress. So, yeah, you know, I'm being tested. I'm totally being tested. And some of you out there might be being tested, too. Look at the signs. Look at what's going on. Haven't you stopped to say, like, if she's just going crazy, like mayhem in your life, haven't you stopped to be like, wait a minute. What the Sam's heck is going on here? Why is everything so tumultuous? Why is everything so... Take four of those out before you put them away, okay? Like, why is everything so... chaotic and... emotional? You know, like as if we forgot something, you know, as if we forgot to add something into the ingredients, and now is we just realized it and we got to go back and scramble. And it's like, have you ever done that? Like, you did something. Maybe you did a hair. You did your hair, or you got dressed. Do you guys know that it's a full moon right now? Do you? Do you know? I don't think you know. So there's a lot of things that are happening right now. That moon is full and bright and full. You know what they say, the howls, wolves howl at the moon. The werewolf can turn into the werewolf when the full moon is out. It's a full moon, baby. It's a full moon. So if you're feeling in your element, if you want to manifest, if you're ready to manifest, go for it. Do it. Because, honey, that moon is full and beautiful and bright. It is. And... I'm still learning all my astrology and stuff like that because I love it all. I love it all, you know. But one thing I know for sure, I was drawn to come outside. It was like, go outside right now. And where I'm standing, it is gorgeous. The moon is full and beautiful and bright. I'm going to turn my porch light out so I can really see it. I love it. It's gorgeous. I love it. Wow, that moon is amazing. It's amazing. I encourage you all, if you, you know, I wish you guys could hear this in real time. You know what I'm saying? Like, as I'm doing it, like, live and shit. That way you could be like, oh, shit. What are you talking about? Let's go outside. Let's look at the moon. But by the time I'm done and I post this, you should still be able to see the moon. But, yeah, you know, some stuff has been going on lately, and I've just been like, wait a minute, now, I know certain things should have already played themselves out, like, certain things should have come full circle already. I know that, you know, especially with me and my twin flame, it's almost as if, like, damn, wait a minute, we can't get no closure on the subject. You just gonna leave this shit open, huh? Okay. All right. So, and then a part of you feels like divine feminine. You feel like, well, you could feel the connection. You could feel it. You could feel the connection. You could feel them pining for you. You could feel them thinking about you. You could feel them even probably masturbating to you. You could feel it. And you get to a point to where you're just like, well, what am I doing? I cannot survive while I'm in this mortal walk, meaning life, meaning you're on earth, meaning you're wrapped in flesh, meaning you're not in the 5D, although you might be able to operate within the 5D. You might be able to transcend or astroplane, I'm trying to say. You might be able to astroplane. You might be able to telepathically speak to your person. You might feel your person. You might, you know, share emotion, all of that shit. But that is not the 3D. The 3D is this physical life that we live in. The 3D is this physical world that we live in, that governs us, that dictates where or how our physical man, you know, thrives or survives. Okay. And it's interesting because when your third eye is open, it's almost impossible for you to be caught up in bullshit. It's like, wait, what? Nah, boo. Nah, I ain't gonna be able to do that. I ain't gonna be able to fuck with you. You know, I don't care how fat your ass is, talking from the divine masculine's point of view, POV. I don't care how luxurious, voluptuous your lips are, or how smooth your skin and soft your pretty your skin is. None of that shit matters if your vibration is low. Come on now. None of it matters. Because, and when your third eye opens, that's how you know. You ask, how do I know if my third eye is open? How do I know? Honey, you will know. You will know because there are certain things that you just won't be able to tolerate. I mean, you won't be able to tolerate it. Like, at all. Like, it's not even a question. It's not even like a thought. Like, maybe I could. Nope. It's a no. It's a no. It's a no. Okay. It's a no. So when you're faced with situations where you look at yourself like, damn. Hi, Ruby. I've done everything. Hi, Ruby Kitty. Hi. You know, when you say, damn, I've done everything. You know, I've tried everything. I've been everything. Right? And it don't look like that you're getting the, it doesn't look like you're getting the good in the stick. Doesn't look like you're getting any reciprocity for your hard work that you put in. It doesn't look like you're getting any give and take, you know. Does it look like there's any, you know? Hi, baby kitty. Hi, sweetie. You know? Does it look like there's any, you know, love or... There is, honey. There is. The universe is working on your behalf. The universe is working on your behalf to... Get Azaria, get to bed. To get yourself in a position of greatness.
Get to bed, Zori.
Cause you know, trials and tribulations come to make you stronger. They do. I do. It's almost like you don't want to accept it. You're like, no, I don't need this shit to be great. I don't need this shit to grow. Like, I want to learn patience, but why do I gotta wait? Because, motherfucker, you asked to learn patience, okay? I want to be loving. I want to learn unconditional love. Why do I have to love this motherfucker that's doing me dirty? Because, bitch, you asked to learn unconditional love. I don't want to give it myself selfishly. I don't want to feel this hurt, this pain, this rejection, this abandonment. Why am I feeling this? Because, motherfucker, you said you wanted your essence to be blessed with remembrance. You said you wanted to be, it's bigger than you. You said you wanted to do something bigger than you. Right? So, you have to ask yourself, remember, really, take some ginkgo biloba, damn it. Take some ginkgo biloba, get off that damn cow's milk, start drinking almond milk and some hot water with turmeric first thing in the morning instead of coffee and sugar and shit. You know what I mean? Hello? Flush that shit out your system in the morning. And nobody's saying that you can't have it, but damn, you gotta balance yourself. So if you're gonna drink liquor and soda and coffee and all that, even some teas, you know, unless it's herbal tea, green tea, or something good for you like that, you shouldn't be drinking that shit either. But if you're gonna do it, I'm not being a hypocrite, not being a hypocrite. Nah, you know, shit, because I have my vices as well, but it's like a balance. You have to water. Hello, water. Drink water. Spring water. You know what I'm saying? Take care of yourself. Because it's funny how the mind can stay sharp for... We were supposed to be here for 500, 700, 900 years. We used to be here that long, and it was nothing. 500-year-old man was a youngin'. You feel me? A youngin'. You could tell how toxic our planet is, how toxic we are as people. We're dying at 50, 70, 60. What? You're a baby. You're still a toddler, damn near, if you really look at it the way shit go. Because the way I'm looking at shit, damn, at 50 years old, damn near, because I'm 47, I'll be 48 this year. Hey, right? So, at damn near 50 years old, I'm figuring out a lot of shit that I had no clue when I was in my 20s. And in my 20s, I thought I was that bitch. I thought I knew shit. I'm pretty smart. I was pretty whiffy. No shit. I was swift, boy. I was swift. You know? I knew shit. I was smart. Honey. The level I'm at now, at 47... in the year of my 48th year, which I'll be 48 in a couple months. I'm going to Vegas for my birthday, taking me and my baby girl. Well, we're all going, but me and my daughter gonna celebrate our birthday. My 11-year-old, she turned 11, I'm turning 48. We gonna do it up in the Vegas or Reno. I might go to Reno instead. But anyway, that's in a couple months. You know what I'm saying? That's in a couple months. And within that couple months, within that time span of my growth, development, and life, I have learned more. Oh, my gosh. And I thought I knew shit. Like I said, I thought I was smart in my 20s, and I was. But, honey, I ain't got nothing on what I know now. Nothing. Okay? And I still smile. Not only do I smile on my face, because, you know, people can smile on their face and that shit could be fake. Because if you work in corporate America or you work in anywhere where you're dealing with customer service and shit, or you have to interact with others, okay, the office, you need to put a smile on your face. Whether or not it's you know, coming from an authentic place or not. I'm so blessed because that smile that you see on my face, that shit is coming from my soul, yo. That shit is coming from my heart. It's coming from my truth. That smile, that happy, that giggle, that, yeah, yeah, that's really me. And nothing and nobody will ever be able to take that from me. And that's one of the lessons that I've learned going on this twin flame journey. It's like it has opened me up to see so many things, you know what I'm saying? Like where I live, there's a lot of street light, right? So if the street lights weren't if there wasn't so much light, artificial light, I'll say artificial light. There's a lot of artificial light. If there wasn't so much artificial light, you'd be able to see the sky better, right? The sky is literally pitch black. It's an abyss. The sky is an abyss. We're actually upside down. We're upside down, yo. But anyway, that's another podcast. And so the moon is right there, like, shining bright as fuck, which is the light for the evening. It's the light that governs the night. So that it's just not a pitch black abyss, right? So if there were no, like, I'm going to take my kids coming up top of the year, probably February or so. I'm going to drive up to Susanville, which I used to drive up there to visit a friend of mine that I was seeing at the time who was incarcerated. And we're not going to go all the way to Susanville, but we're going to go up that way. Because one thing that I noticed when I got up to this certain point, right? Oh my God, it's like life changing, yo. I had to literally pull my car over and stop and gather myself. Because that shit damn near, it's like you're on a road, you're on an open road where ain't nobody but you, boo boo. It's one headlight, it's like some Jeffrey Dahmer shit. I ain't lying. Right? It's like ain't nothing out there. You might see a house way off in the distance. That's why I learned long ago to travel during the daytime. Travel during natural light. Zoe, come on, go to sleep. Finish that in the kitchen. Come out of there. Finish that in the kitchen and then wash your hands. Go on. Children, sorry guys, but anyway, you know, yeah, I'm gonna take them up there because I need to change their life. I need them to feel that shit. Cause I'm telling you, I was driving up and it was getting dark and I was gonna get a hotel, like within maybe 2 or 3 miles from when it started getting dark, right? According to my GPS. So I'm coming up over this little hill or whatever. I mean, beautiful countryside. I was like, wow, this is really nice. I couldn't live here though. Hell nah. Hell nah, nigga. Hell nah. I mean, I'm talking one house in like a 30-minute drive radius. Like, wait, what? And it's like some little shack off in the distance. Where's the town? Where's the grocery store? Yo, is Postmates coming up out here? I would hate to be the Postmate deliverer who's delivering to that motherfucker at 9 o'clock at night. Hell no. But I'm taking my kids not to the house, but to that area. Because what happens when the sun goes down, ooh, baby, that sky, oh my goodness, that sky. I'm gonna videotape it. I'm gonna put it on YouTube. I am. Because it's oh my God, I can't even speak on it. It's like you literally are in the heavens. You're in the heavens. It's like it centers you, because then you see and you know, you become one with the earth. You become one with that earth energy. Like, damn, because the sky that you think, right? The heavens, the sky. This is the first heaven. We're in the first heavens. There's like, I think, 5 heavens, and we're in the first heaven. What you see, what you can see with your naked eye is the first heaven, okay? So beyond that is just infinite, 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 infinite. But on this road to Susanville, North America, right? Bay Area, Mendocino County. There's a place, there's a spot where you're coming over like this, you're coming over the little hump, the bridge, the mountain, whatever it is, little hill. And I had I guess, man, the universe is something, because I had time to just write, I guess, because right when I was coming up over that hill, it was like I was in the orange, red sunset duskiness, you know, and it was pre-fall, so the leaves were all reddish orange. It was, I mean, picturesque, honey. Beautiful. Beautiful. Okay. As soon as I came up over that ledge, right, that little hill, the darkness set in. It was like a cartoon. Like, it was daytime and then a blanket of night. Like, you guys have seen that Bugs Bunny cartoon, for those of you who are old enough, right? It's like, it's date or Porky Pig and Donald Duck. One of, I think it's the Porky Pig and Donald Duck one where they were trying to sleep. They had to get up for work, but everything was keeping them up at night. The faucet dripping, not enough blanket, somebody snoring, the cat meowing, all kind of shit that was keeping them up. But when before they went to work, it was daytime, and then boom, it became night. That's how it was. I came over that frigging hill. Oh my goodness. I came over that hill, and it was like I looked behind me and the sun was behind me, and the orange and the light and the, not even, it wasn't bright, but I could see, you know, it was orange and yellow and red, right? And then in front of me was black with white bright sparkles. That shit freaked me the hell out. I was complete, and it was like I was looking to my left, and I'm not talking about I was looking up to my left. No. I just looked to my left. I saw stars and sky. I looked to my right. I saw stars and sky. I looked in front of me. It was stars and sky. I was like, oh my God, where am I? That shit was scary. It was so scary. Ooh, it was so scary. It was so scary. Because at that moment, I realized that, oh my goodness, I am just a little speck. I am so insignificant to the big universe, right? And it humbled me, because I know that Source is looking out for us. God, Source, whatever you call it, Jehovah, whatever you call him, her, him, them, they, it is looking out for us. I know there's something beyond this 3D mortal walk. I know. And as I pulled over the hill and I let it saturate me, it was just like, it was ridiculous. And that was a Taurus, actually, that I was seeing at the time. He was Taurus bull as well. Mm-hmm. Not my twin flame or anything, but a soulmate nonetheless. And that was an experience that I needed to go through, because I had to, there were so many lessons in that. Oh, I had some, I learned so much. And of course, I saw him not too long ago. Actually, within this year, I saw him when I went up to the Bay Area, and he is, of course, not nowhere near the person that he was when we were together, but his mind is still there, you know, but I guess somewhat. But you could just see that it's like, you see what you've done? You've allowed your insecurity to just tear you down. Because when we were together, oh yeah, he was a looker, honey. He had it together. And when you see me 20 years later, 10 years later, I'm the stallion that I am. Beautiful, together, still got my teeth. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just saying. I didn't allow drugs or alcohol or stress or cigarettes or coffee or debauchery to just tear me down. You know, I allowed myself to be happy. And I'm so grateful for Anchor.fm, for Spotify, for iHeart, for all of these platforms that allow me to just speak. speak to, right now there might only be two or three people listening, but guess what? It might touch one of those two or three people. And one day, because this doesn't go anywhere, it's forever infinite in the archives of podcasts, forever and ever. So one day somebody's going to find this and listen to it, and it's going to bless their heart. And I even know that there's going to be somebody who's had their end, who's had enough, who's at their wit's end, and they're going to come across the One Talk Show, Tarot Podcast and TV, and Juanita, and they're going to decide not to swallow that bottle of pills. They're going to decide not to slit their wrist. They're going to decide not to pull the trigger. They're going to decide not to kick the chair from under them. They're going to decide not to walk in front of the train, not to walk out in the middle of traffic. They're going to decide, oh my God, there is somebody out there who has experienced the shit that I've experienced, and she has made herself vulnerable and kept it raw, and I can glean from her experience and get a little bit of strength to get through a little while longer. That's how I look at it. That's how I look at it. And I feel like we as energies, as spirits, we're responsible for the energy that we dispel and the energy that we receive, that we take in. And if you are a powerful force and spirit, you have a responsibility. There might be people that love you. There might be people that need you, that miss you, that just need to communicate with you. They just need to get a little kissy emoji. Why not? You know, a hug emoji. They need to see you. They need to talk to you. You make a difference in their world. You make a difference in their life. And if they could reach out to you somehow. Now, everybody can't have everything they want. Some people want to see you, but they can't, okay? They don't get to see you. But at least they can hear you. Maybe they can hear a voice clip that you send. Maybe they can, you know, get a message from you, something. And the longer I listen to this song, the more I feel Source singing it to me. You know, singing it to you. Don't think of it as your divine masculine or your divine feminine. Think of it as your creator. Think of it as the person who put you together, who breathed. Okay. Who blew. Oh, my bad. Sorry. Thank you, spirits. Thank you, my English grammar spirit over there. Because I do have a BA in English creative writing. I know. Child, I need to eat some ginkgo biloba. Anyway, who blew the breath of life into you, you know? That's what it feels like to me. That singing the song to us. It's Source. It's our maker who is telling us, hey, who's gonna love you like me? Nobody. Go on, live your life, but you get your butt back home like you're supposed to be. All right? Don't you be out there. Don't you be out there wondering who's gonna love you. Cause I love you. I love you. And I know that sometimes we get a little agitated with ourselves and we get a little impatient and we want people to do what we want them to do. But at the end of the day, the beginning of the morning, the middle of the afternoon, we all have free will. Free will. I'm outside of my yard right now. I love it because I took that spray that I told you guys about. And I went ham, honey. And I think I have to do it like, I'll have to see like when it comes up again. But I think like, because I do water down a lot. So I think maybe every two to three weeks, I'll spray down. Because honey, when I tell you I don't have any flies flying around, I don't have any ants crawling about, no spider webs. I ain't got none of that yet. It's so nice out here. It's like all my trees are just standing perky and tall. Because for those of you who do have a green thumb and who are doing your own gardening, because that's very essential. Like, I have pictures of my home when we first purchased it. And I have, you know, to see what's going on now, it's amazing. You know, I totally did the landscape, totally, you know, my own little hands. I even have a tree here that I grew from 5 seeds that I was eating from a fruit, and I just spit them in a pot and grew them, and they grew roots and started doing their thing, and I put them outside, and now I have a tree. Yes. So, and then I have a cherry tree. It's like 3 different cherries, and it I had it for like 2 years, and I kept it in the pot, and it was, you know, really dormant and stalky, and people were like, why do you have that? There's no leaves on it. There's nothing. It's dead. Throw it out. My husband I was married to at the time, he's like, you should throw that out. That's just, I was like, nope, this tree is alive and well, honey. You see these stems? They're red. They're not brown and petrified. They're red. So, yeah. It's waiting to bustle, honey. And every now and then it would give me a sprout here and there, you know. Because what I did was I stifled its growth. I kept it in a pot so that it would stay alive, but it wouldn't blossom, right? Because where I was at the time, I couldn't put it in the ground. You know, I was renting. So my whole quest was to procure property. And once I became settled and secure, I know that I have challenges in my area and my neighborhood that I'm working on single-handedly, honey. Single-handedly, I am changing the scope, the visual, the proceeds, how people act around. I'm changing all of that, and I'll be out here. I know they call me a bruja, which is witch. I know they call me that. They don't know who I am. I'll be out here with my sage, speaking chants and shit, protecting my home and my space and my spirit and all of that shit, all of it. Be making them, be calling them out on their shit, letting their dogs run loose and shit all over the neighborhood, and they not over there cleaning the shit up. Oh yeah, I'd be calling them out too. Like, oh yeah, you out here selling candy to the children. You gonna set up your little table first thing in the morning so kids can come by and buy Doritos and chips and candy and all kind of shit that's not good for them, that has them fucking gaining weight and all of that to make your little fucking money, but you won't clean up behind your nasty ass dog that's walking through the neighborhood shitting in everybody's yard, okay? Nah. So yeah, I'm her that when they see me, they're like, look at, what is she doing? Yeah, what is Juanita doing? Because they all know my name. Now these motherfuckers done put this shit out here like somebody's gonna pick it up. Ain't nobody gonna pick those mattresses up unless they called them. I'ma cuss their ass out if I see them. I'ma call me and my sister. See, that's what we do. That's what we do. We will call and be like, hey, yeah, come get this shit. You know what I'm saying? We don't play. We are activists, you know. I'm on my mission and I love it. I feel good. I was going through a final transition from detaching from my twin flame, because I had to detach from him. I had to detach because, you know, I need love in this 3D body that I'm wrapped in. I need what I want. And I've spent a lot of years helping men, helping people, helping in my relationships, helping people reach their goals and dreams, helping people ascend to levels that they would have never thought they could have gotten to, or they would have never gotten to if it wasn't for my motivation, my push, my drive, my shit. You feel me? So when I look at my life now, I think like, yeah, I wish I was still in the Bay Area. Yeah, of course I do. I really do. I really wish I was. I love the Bay Area and I can't wait to go back. I cannot wait. So I'm working very hard to make that a reality for me. But, you know, I'm going straight to motherfucking Berkeley and I'm buying my motherfucking mansion. You know what I mean? So, Or I'm going in Frisco up in them hills, you know, one or the other. One or the other. But I just want to encourage you all to get out and soak up this full moon. Let it saturate you. Let it give you the energy and the power and its vibration, you know. And stop trying to fight source. Stop trying to fight it. A lot of you out there have dreams and desires and your intuition. Listen, this is full. Dreams and desires. Soon that's going to be over because we getting speed bumps on our street. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, do that. Do that when we get them speed bumps. Let me see you do that shit. So anyway, you know, we're going to set forth your desires. Manifest what you truly want because you just might get it. You know what I'm saying? Don't be afraid of actualizing. Don't be afraid of stepping into what you're really supposed to be doing with your life, which is being a help to somebody. We're supposed to be touching everybody in a positive way. Everybody that you meet, that you come in contact with, everybody is that you come in contact with should be changed somehow. Now, there's a lot of low vibration people operating out here. A lot. And with your discernment, you use your intuition and you discern it and you don't trip on it. You don't trip. You see it. And sometimes you're going to have to go through some shit. And when you go through it, guess what? You chalk it up as a lesson learned. It's a lesson learned. Okay? It's not wasted. Nothing is wasted. That's what spirits gave me this week. Nothing is wasted. We have the vulture spirit. And the animal spirit deck. You know? It's like, let your love. And it's so sweet. And I just want to shout out those who listen to me, who know me personally, who have come to realize that the soul that I have, the spirit that I have, is some authentic shit. And I get it. I know. There's been a lot of people who have come in your life who have hurt you for real, who have made you feel like there wasn't nothing real out there. You trusted them and they betrayed you. And when you met me, you felt like, oh gosh, you felt that feeling. You felt that love that you hadn't felt in a long time. You felt some authentic shit. But then your insecurity crept up. You know, your demons crept up. And they took over. And because they took over, there was no way to remedy what had been lost. But just know that because I've come into your life, if I've ever come into your life, and if I've ever loved you, know that you were loved for real, okay? You were loved for real. Don't trip. Don't trip, potato chip. You was love for real. It's all good, okay? We all have seasons, and I have a mission in my life, and I must complete my mission no matter what. It's time for me now. So I love you all to life. I love you to life. Go to those YouTube channels, Juanita, That You Go Girl, Nelson Combs, and the One Talk Show Tarot Podcast and TV. Like, share, subscribe, comment. You guys, I appreciate you so much. Give me a hands clap. Favorite this video. Leave me a message. I might put it on my show. Okay, give me a suggestion about what song you might want to hear or something like that. Any topics you might want to talk about or discuss. This is going to grow. I will be syndicated. I will. So, in the meantime, I just want you guys to remember that you are loved completely and thoroughly and utterly. Okay? And no matter what you're going through, it's a life lesson. Learn it so you ain't gotta repeat it. Okay? This is Juanita. I have been with you in spirit and in truth. I am so glad that you chose to spend 5 minutes with me. Okay, 48 minutes. Okay. Somebody came to my one of my shows and they were like, well, you know, I usually like to listen to something at 20 minutes, you know. So I'm going to do a couple of videos that are only 20 minutes. I'm going to try, but that's not how spirit works with me, you know. But I'll try. I'm going to try. Sometimes I can get it in like quickly, but mostly, honey, it's a process. Okay, lovelies, lovelies, lovelies. Remember, you are special in the universe, no matter how treacherous you are in the 3D. See you in a funny paper. Say with me, aka the internet. Ciao, Bella. Ciao, Bellas. Mwah.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!